One other development this morning, the folk hero of French cuisine, Julia Child, has died. She was the most famous for her television show on public television, The French Chef, and also famous for her cooking, of course. In her spicy, wavering voice, she instructed Americans that there was more to life in the kitchen than tuna casserole.
These are gills, sort of googly red things, and they fit in there, and you cut them at the bottom and at the top and just pull them out and throw them away, and then you wash your fish thoroughly, and then you whack him up. Whang! At least you just whack it up so you can get it into your pot.
Julia Child was 6'2". She towered over her stovetop. She wore an apron. Her counters were cluttered. She was basically like anybody, fumbling in the kitchen. And that's why her fans loved her. Julia Child insisted that they could whip up a souffle just as well as she could.
My role is to represent the audience. Now, was that 4 tablespoons? And what was that oven at? 325? So I'm sort of acting as the audience, asking not stupid questions, but just questions so we'll know what's going on.
Julia Child was not French. She was born in California. She graduated from Smith College and served with the Office of Strategic Services during World War II. That was the forerunner to the CIA. After marrying, she got her start in the world of cuisine while living in Paris. She was already past the age of 50 when The French Chef debuted, and she became public TV's first big star.
It was called educational television, and it was mostly talking heads. And I think the people in Boston, anyway, felt they'd like to enlarge their audience. And I had just done a cooking book review on their channel, and they got quite a number of calls saying, let's have some cooking. So that's how I got on.
Riss Lacoste is a chef at the restaurant 1789 in Washington, D.C. She'd been a friend of Julia Child for more than 20 years.
Do you ever have a Big Mac?
I mean, if you're traveling around, what are you going to have? I prefer the quarter pounder, though, to the Big Mac.
That was actually NPR's Bob Edwards talking to Julia Child about her food preferences a few years ago. Now, Julia Child's death came 3 days before her 92nd birthday. She'd already lived a long and successful life by 1989 when she published a book called The Way to Cook, in which she wrote, "The pleasures of the table," that lovely old-fashioned phrase, depict food as an art form, as a delightful part of civilized life. In spite of fads, fitness programs, and health concerns, we must never lose sight of a beautifully conceived meal.
So that's all for today on The French Chef. This is Julia Child. Bon appétit.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.